USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is entering its second month with no realistic end in sight. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the shutdown has to end soon.
I think the president put forward a good, reasonable compromise, and if the Democrats don't like it, that's fine, that's their prerogative, but put forward something that's realistic, that doesn't start with no wall.
Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky was closed amid security concerns after a video was released over the weekend. The video appears to show students from the high school mocking an elderly Native American. Although after the entire video was released, that, in fact, was not the case. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the media is at fault here for breaking the story without getting their facts straight.
It's been a rough overall week for the media. When the president says that fake news is the enemy of the people, this is those examples that he points to show that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Three major announcements come from the nation's high court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Supreme Court giving the president a victory in allowing the Pentagon to start enforcing the administration's order to limit transgender military service while that issue plays itself out in lower courts. But not a victory for the president when it comes to the decision not to hear a case concerning the DACA program, which the president wants to phase out. It means young dreamers can continue to have protections. And it won't hear the case till the next term in October, but the High Court will consider a gun case for the first time in nearly 10 years, a challenge to a New York City law that doesn't allow people to carry licensed, unloaded handguns outside city limits. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The winter storm that's claimed the lives of at least 10 people is leaving behind brutally cold temperatures this week. The storm dropped up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Midwest and Northeast since last week and is forcing thousands of flights to be canceled at airports across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's latest immigration plan was quickly denounced by Democrats within hours of the president releasing it. The plan would have provided protections for children brought to the United States illegally by their parents. Linda Vega is an immigration attorney. She has more details on the plan.
This plan, this three-year
reprieve
by the president, would offer them the opportunity to adjust their status to permanent residency or to continue studying in this country or to actually work and pay taxes. So it's a great offer for a starting point.
Vega represents some of the children brought here illegally and tells Fox News.
It's frustrating for them. They're full of anger. They're full of fear. They don't know whether they're going to have to leave this country that they believe is their own. But many of them are losing opportunities to go to universities, to study, to be in the workforce, and to be part of our American culture. And this is an unfortunate situation that Congress won't even come to the table and look at their benefit. It's a very selfish behavior.
Vega says she's also very disappointed in Democrats.
They're not even looking at the offer, frankly, because it's President Trump offering. And I can't think of any other solution or any other means that they won't come to a reasonable discussion.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.